Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and what Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us want to reach optimal levels of health, optimal levels of wellness. We want to feel better, live long, and enjoy life even more, and that's what I attempt to bring you on each of the shows on Healthy Alternatives. My guest I'm going to be introducing in a little bit is Pamela Curley. Pamela has a B.S. in speech pathology and audiology from Colorado State University, and she's got a postdoctorate degree in deaf education from University of Texas in Austin. She's co-founder of the Svetlana Mostogova Educational Institute that focuses in on enriching the lives of children and adults with very severe developmental challenges and delays. She's co-author of the book, Trauma Recovery, You Are a Winner, and we'll be talking to her in a few minutes about the Svetlana Mostogova Educational Institute and how it can help you. Every week I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I want to talk about today are food addictions. We're familiar with addictions like cocaine and heroin, but we don't normally look at foods as an addiction. We may have an allergy to them, but we don't always define them as an addiction. Well, there's some interesting research that was published in Biochemical Pharmacology in obesity as well. What they did in these studies is they had rats that were on wheat and potatoes, and what they were finding is that it changed the chemicals in the brain and really hooked onto a receptor that is involved with strong drug addictions. And from that, you wind up wanting and desiring these foods of wheat and potatoes. Some other research have gone further and found that sugar is even more powerful than cocaine. What they did is, this study, is they gave rats a choice between sugar, water, or cocaine, and they found that the rats actually preferred the sugar water. Even rats that were addicted to cocaine quickly switched their preference to sugar once it was offered as a choice. What the researchers think may be happening with sugar is that we have sweet receptors on our tongue, and sweets are important for us because we get vitamin C and other nutrients from them. And in ancient times, sugar sources were not that plentiful. And so these receptors are very powerful, except now that we're in a high sugar consumption environment, they're getting triggered all the time and we start moving into an addiction level. What also seems to be happening with foods as well as prescription or illicit drugs that you wind up getting addicted to is that there's a chemical in the brain called dopamine, and when you move to higher levels of that, and that's part of what food is doing, it activates dopamine in your brain, and you wind up being prone to having addictive behaviors. So in effect, these foods, these sugars, are triggering your brain's natural addiction process that's actually there. So how do you get off of addictions? At one level, it's simple. At another level, it's real hard, and that is stop eating the offending food. In the study in the journal Obesity, found that people following a low-carbo carbohydrate diet. They wound up eating foods high in fat and protein, had larger droppings and cravings and preferences for carbs and starches than people who wound up eating a low-fat diet, which wound up including more carbohydrates. So this is an issue area because we're surrounded by wheat and potatoes and sugars, and you need to start looking at that. Do you have this craving kind of an addiction? You may be having the same level of addiction or more, worse than even a heroin addict. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also do a free monthly e-newsletter on teplitz.com. You can sign up for it by clicking the Home About button, and you'll see where you can sign up for the free monthly e-newsletter. If you look at the top of the Healthy Alternatives homepage, you'll see a button that says Jerry Recommends. If you click there, you'll see people and services that I recommend you consider because it can have a positive impact on your health and well-being. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. And since I'm talking about weight and addiction and those kinds of things, I want to talk about a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine recently. In this study, they had three groups of patients. One was a control group, and what they did was did weight loss approach that was just self-directed. Another group had people working with them on the telephone, through a website, and through emails. And the third group had in-person support during group and individual sessions, as well as three remote means of support. So the interesting part of this study is over a 24-month period, the number of participants who lost 5% of their weight or more for the control group was 18.8%. So the controls, even though they're doing their own self-directed weight loss, were able to lose 18.8%. Now, the group receiving the remote support only, phone calls, internet, email, 38.2% of them wound up losing 5% or more of their initial weight. And the group that received in-person support, it got to 41.4%, lost 5% or more of their initial weight. So being involved in some kind of group, some kind of therapy, can really be helpful for losing weight beyond just the stoic, I'm going to do it myself approach. So you might want to look at, because there are places you can go on the internet to get that kind of support, and you can also look at doing some in-person support as well, but you really want to get somebody to assist you, and that may be why places like Weight Watchers that give weekly meetings has been so effective in helping with weight loss. Before I bring on my guest, Pamela Curley, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Pamela Curley. Pamela has a B.S. degree in speech pathology and audiology from Colorado State University. She's received a post graduate degree in deaf education from the University of Texas in Austin. Pamela is also co-founder of the Svetlana Moskotova Educational Institute. And what that institute brings is a very original and innovative knowledge to enrich the lives of children and adults with developmental challenges and delays. We're going to be talking a lot about that and how it can apply to people. She's also co-author of the book, Trauma Recovery, You Are a Winner. Pamela's been personally trained by Dr. Moskotova, and she's on the international faculty of the Institute, and she's certified to teach what's known as an MNRI class, and she has taught thousands of people about this work. So, Pamela, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
So let me ask a question. You've got these letters for the class MNRI. What does it mean?
The M stands for the creator of the program. Her name is Svetlana Moskotova. And N stands for neurosensory motor, and that is the very simple and profound steps that we use to create integration. R represents the word reflex, and I means integration. So it stands for Moskotova Neurosensory Motor Reflex Integration.
A whole mouthful you got there.
It is.
Now, I personally, for listeners, I personally have been known Pamela Curley for many, many years, and also Dr. Moskotova. And so tell us about her background and how she came into developing this work.
Okay. She actually has a degree in developmental psychology, which she got from Moscow. And she has just been always interested in developmental aspects of the physiology and psychology. So when she was living in Russia, she was actually helping post-traumatic syndrome in victims, for example, in Chernobyl, in the Baku War, in Armenia earthquake, in the Chechen War, and in the very large railway accident that happened in southern Russia.
And that was covered in your book, Trauma Recovery, yeah. You Are a Winner. And it's an amazing book to read, by the way.
Yes. And she just noticed in working with these people in these traumatic situations that there was a way of bringing balance back to the body, and this is the gift that she's bringing to all of us.
When you say balance back to the body, you're not talking about just like walking balance. You're talking about something much deeper, aren't you?
Yes, I'm just talking about awakening the intelligence of the potential of the body, and we are looking at the physical aspect of that, as well as the emotional, the cognitive, the social interaction and behavior is all influenced by the work that we do.
Now, you're also working with what's called basic reflexes of a child, either actually in the womb as well as during birth and shortly after. Can you tell our listeners what reflexes are and why they are important to the development of a child?
Mm-hmm. So these are reflexes that we call primary reflexes, and they become active during the utero time, during birth, during the first 2 years of life, and their function actually is to be a foundation of protection and survival. So we work specifically in one class, one of our major classes, we work with about 21 of these primary reflexes, and they have different stages of growth and development to each reflex. And when it reaches its full maturity, then we call that integrated. And this is different from the traditional concept of inhibiting or extinguishing a reflex. We want to make sure that it's functioning fully so that it can serve as a very firm foundation for what we'll be doing for the rest of our life.
Can you give our listeners an example, in case they're not really familiar with what reflexes are, these primary ones?
Yes. So, for example, a traditional reflex, one of them would be like the Babinski reflex. That's a foot reflex.
Pamela, say that one again.
Babinski.
Babinski. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The Babinski reflex is very foundational for walking and having stability in our motor movement and in clarity in our thinking. Another reflex that's very traditionally addressed is the asymmetric tonic neck reflex, which is a very specific movement that's very universal, Jerry. And every body on Earth will have this potential of this reflex of turning the head, and then the arms go in a very specific motor pattern. And what this reflex actually allows for the child to do is to develop the sensory system of vision and hearing. And that is just an example of one of the reflexes that we use.
Now, let's say this tonic reflex that you're talking about, if it didn't develop, how would that look? How would it look if it did develop, and how would it look if it didn't develop in the child?
Okay, so when it becomes integrated, then what happens is that the ability to see and to hear is well developed and has a strong foundation to it. If it is not integrated and not fully developed and matured, then what we'll see is the children in school who may not be able to pay attention or focus or concentrate and even hear what the teacher is saying. That's at one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum may be, for example, a child with cerebral palsy who developmentally can physically get stuck in this reflex for many months and even years in some cases and be physically stuck and not be able to move forward in their growth and development. When we step in and use these techniques, what happens is it will take a sensory stimulation, and then we repeat several times the correct motor pattern that goes with that reflex, and then the body begins to integrate it, and then this child with cerebral palsy can move forward in his growth and development.
So the body kind of recognizes it very quickly and goes, oh yeah, we forgot this.
Yes, exactly. Because it's the wisdom that everybody has, if you will. It's a very natural, innate genetic intelligence that sometimes just needs to be awakened.
Now, in this country, there's not much research to this point that's been done on reflexes. Has there been?
You know, I don't know what the Western science has done in terms of research. I'm sure that they're researching it endlessly. The thing that's unique about the Moskutova program is how we not only assess the level of the reflex development, the gift that Moskutova is bringing is a way to help the full development of the reflex. Traditionally, there's a lot of diagnosis of reflexes to say it's not working, it's not integrated, it's plateaued in its growth and development. And the gift that Dr. Moskutova is bringing is a real fresh and unique method of developing it so that it can serve as a foundation for further growth and development.
So what kind of folks could benefit from going through the method?
Well, you know, it's beneficial for anybody from a premature infant all the way through the entire geriatric population. And we have an entire list on our website, themoskutovamethod.com. And basically, we're looking at motor or reflex development deficits. We're enriching behavior disorders. And the thing that's real exciting for me, Jerry, is also the enrichment of speech and language. And as a speech therapist, I wished I had known this when I was taking my training and working as a speech therapist. Also, tremendous enrichment for learning disabilities. So our list of who that entails includes cerebral palsy, the children in the autism spectrum, ADD, ADHD, reading disorders, emotional disorders, intellectual development, post-stroke, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, genetic disorders. Anybody benefits from it.
So basically anybody who's got damage going on in their brain and body.
Yes, and you know what? It's enriching for all of us. I can't tell you how much better my thinking and movements are because of the work as well. I think it's beneficial for all of us. And we focus a lot on the children and adults who have had maybe birth challenges or an adult who maybe has had an accident or a stroke, because they are the ones who definitely you see major, major benefits.
And so you're using the word where you're enhancing, is that the word you use?
It awakens the potential that it may be dormant.
So people can really do things that they probably thought were impossible.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Pamela Curley, in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the WebTalkRadio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Pamela Curley. Pamela has a B.S. in speech pathology and audiology from Colorado State University. She received a postdoctoral graduate degree in deaf education from University of Texas in Austin. She's also co-founder of the Svetlana Mostogova Educational Institute, and she really brings with this work that she's involved with the Institute a very different way of dealing with developmental challenges and delays. She's also a co-author of the book Trauma Recovery, You Are a Winner. And to learn more about all this, you can go to the website at mastogovamethod.com, spelled M-A-S-G-U-T-O-V-A, method.com. So, Pamela, there's a piece that you folks do that has been labeled the missing link. Would you tell our listeners what that means and how it applies to what you're doing?
The thing that's really exciting about the Mostogova program is that it's providing new solutions for old problems. And instead of continuing doing processes that plateau and don't get the results that we're looking for, everybody who is taking this training calls it the missing link. This is a word that occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech therapists, medical personnel who take the classes that we're teaching, this is a word that they come up with. They all say, wow, this is a missing link. I wished I had known this before. And the reason, Jerry, that it seems to be different, and it is different, is that Dr. Mostogova is bringing to us information that has been known since the 1930s in Moscow, And this is work, for example, from Vygotsky and Piaget, who show the correlation of the development of thinking and cognitive skills when the reflexes are developed. It also is based on work by Bernstein, Sechenov, Luria, and Anokhin, who are also scientists from Russia, who made the correlation of the importance of working at the reflex level in order to build a foundation for growth and development.
So it sounds like researchers in Russia have gone a lot further than researchers in this country.
They knew a lot a long time ago, we'll put it that way. I mean, for example, they, in working with the reflexes, they found that the result of that was that there was, for example, a growth of nerve net in the body. Myelinization happened more naturally, and motor memory is activated, and that just genetic blueprints, if you will, get enlivened. And when that intelligence of the body wakes up, the potentials that have been perhaps lying dormant open up whole new expressions of motor development, cognitive development, emotional development, and social interaction.
So what kind of research has been done on the impact of the program to this point?
Well, there's been research, for example, in Russia, and the research in this was in immunology, and the research showed, for example, in that there was an impact on just from the reflexes becoming integrated, the immune system was able to work more efficiently as well. And so this is highly documented and written up in Russian literature. They had studied, for example, specifically many children with bronchial issues, and just the effect of this work was quite remarkable. We've done some studies with EEGs and EEGR, which is just measurement of brainwave frequencies, to show the increase of coherency of brainwave frequencies with the work. Dr. Muskatova has work with vision and auditory training and enhancement, and that she received actually an award from the NORA Institute, which is a group of optometrists who acknowledged the tremendous success of her work. We have work that's going on right now, Jerry, that's very exciting, that's being done by the medical community because of just tremendous success with children, for example, with cerebral palsy, learning how to move and walk and talk when they were told they couldn't before. So we have medical research that's going on with the impact of this work with different challenges. And this work is research is being done in California in connection with Kaiser Permanente, and then we have another doctor in Florida who is working with us, and we're setting up as much research as we possibly can now.
And the changes you're talking about are really dramatic changes, not just, you know, a little incremental here or there. You're talking about really major transformation in people, correct?
Yes, in many, many, many cases, it's unexpected changes. It's things that before the parent had heard nothing can be done. Your child will never speak. Your child will never walk. And Dr. Muskatova just simply says, "I make no guarantees other than good work. We will do the work and watch to see how nature creates the outcome."
Now, in terms of the program itself, besides doing classes, you also do what you call family conferences, which I think are unique. Can you tell our listeners how those operate?
The family conferences are set up to work with children, again, at different levels. It can be just a learning challenge at one end of the spectrum, and the other end of the spectrum would be children with severe developmental delays to the point that there is no movement at all, or perhaps very severe cerebral palsy, and they are not also not moving. And I guess it was when Dr. Moskitova told me years ago, when I met her about 17 years ago, she said in Russia we're having tremendous results teaching children with cerebral palsy how to walk. I think that's how she got my attention. So anyway, at these conferences, we work with the parents, and we teach them how to work with their child at home. During the conferences that are anywhere from 4 to 8 days in length, we do very intensive work with the child or the adult, 6 hours a day of work that we do with them, and then we train the parent through modeling, through DVDs and manuals, how they can go home and continue the work, because we really become a wonderful team, and it's that teamwork of parents and professionals that truly make the difference.
So the parent has to be, to do this, has to be really committed to taking an active role in their child's healing process.
Yes, that's the exciting thing, is that we just embrace them and know that they are the key, because they're with the child more than we are. And they have, you know, a daily exposure to the child. And so we just show them some simple things that they can be doing throughout the day, and just a program that they can take home, so that the building of the neurological pathways, the myelinization, the different awakening of nerve nets can happen and continue to happen.
So for these parents, you're really bringing them a feeling of hope again.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Absolutely.
Give us an example of one of the kids or adults the kind of where they were and the transformation that happened for them?
Yes, we have endless stories of that. And again, those are on our website, themoskitovamethod.com. And for example, we just have had recently a couple of our children who were in the autism spectrum and were told that not a lot could be done for them. And they just recently, one of them just stood up and gave a very profound speech to a professional group that he was attending, and received an award. And then we have another child who was in a school project of creativity, and he and his group won first place statewide, and he was invited to the national competition as well. So we have that. We have children with cerebral palsy who were told they would never walk or talk, and they are now walking, and they are now talking, and they are now doing their own feeding and brushing their hair and things like this. The stories just go on and on and on.
And for those who want to go further with this, again, you can go to the website. And also, if you're professional, they do training in this work. You can find all that on the site, and it's masgutovamethod.com. Pamela, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Next week, my guest is going to be Nat Jones. Nat is a pharmacist. He's a graduate of the Medical College of Virginia School of Pharmacy. He's president of Lakeview Compounding Pharmacy and Nutritional Center in Virginia Beach. And we're going to be talking to him about the whole notion of compounding pharmacy, how you can really get medications, things that are specialized much more for you, compounded, and what the benefit of that will be to you. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.